You know, I thought that we were in a position today that we would be able to put our best foot forward, but we never gave ourselves competitively a chance to be in the game. Defensively, I thought we battled hard. The 17th point and the two touchdowns right away in the third quarter kind of turned the tide from that argument also. But offensively, had we given them something to fight for, some balance. I mean, even when we had the turnover and had the ball in the end zone, that was called back by penalty. I don't know whether that would have given us a spark, but it certainly was better than where we were. And also we missed a field goal that might have given us at least an opportunity to look at the game from a competitive standpoint and see it in a little bit better eyes. We just didn't play well offensively. We didn't give ourselves anything to build on. We did have a couple of runs, and then late in the game in the second half, David had a couple of runs, and he showed that you know, despite the score of the game or whatever, he was still battling, and I was pleased to see that. But we never really gave ourselves a chance to try to go after their chopped up secondary because they did an outstanding job up front. And majority of the time you're talking about a four-man rush, not anything other than that. And I think we had seven sacks. We hit the quarter. I'll bet the quarterback got hit 20 times tonight. So we didn't do a good job of protecting and giving ourselves a chance to be in a position where we could take advantage of some of the weaknesses that they supposedly had. And we stayed away from for a good length of time any type of a turnover. They got us once in the second half on a trap on Eli, and then late in the game, we're just trying to push the ball down the field and make something happen, and Curtis threw the interception late there. So, both kickers did a good job of eliminating the kickoff return game from the opponent. We did directionally punt better today, although I don't think our distance was what I would have liked, but we did get one turnover off of that, which I thought gave us good field position, which I was expecting to do more with the ball. But overall, disappointing is not a strong enough word. I expected more. We built towards more, and it just was not the competitive game that I thought it would be. Anybody have a question?
Talk about the pressure. You've already mentioned it, that the Panther defense applied. Were they doing anything? Was it just
one on one? One on one. A lot of one on one stuff. You know, they were beating us up front. They're winning the one on one battles. They did a nice job of just rushing the passer, playing the run on the way to the quarterback. They did a nice job with that. But, even right away in the game, we had a couple of opportunities. One, we got beat on a running play. Then we had a chance, we thought, to get the ball outside, and we got tripped up. One of the pullers got tripped up. So, that went from that kind of a situation to worse in terms of getting beat one-on-one.
Tom, I think there's only three teams since 1990 that have started 0-3 and made the playoffs. How do you keep the season focused truly?
Well, we reload, and we're going to fight every step of the way. We're going to give it everything we've got, and we're going to battle, and we're going to try as hard as we can to be competitive and to turn this thing around. Difficult to see a lot of progress on a day like today, but we're going to certainly do everything in our power to put ourselves back into a competitive opportunity. We've said that the first couple of games, we turned the ball over, although we didn't win the physical battle against Denver either. But today we certainly didn't. Now, I'd have to look hard at our, we held the run in check for quite a bit of today. They hurt us on a couple of option plays and quarterback keepers, and the quarterback runs really hurt us. And then late in the game, the running game opened up once the game was clearly one-sided. So I'll have to look hard at that one. But clearly, offensively, we physically were you know, we lost the physical battle there.
Make any changes on the offensive line?
Oh, I don't know. I'll look at the tape and see what the tape tells us. But we are what we are. You know, we have the people that have made this team, and you know, they've had an opportunity, except for the young guy at right tackle, to play in that position for quite some time, and we expect more.
Did Logan Lele, did he occupy guys in such a way that it allowed others to come free?
He was basically one-on-one. I mean, sometimes we would, depending on the situation, be able to combo block a little bit, but I didn't. You know, Hardy was very tough to block, and Johnson was tough to block off the edge. Those guys were, there's what made the quarterback's life miserable, because really, even when he stepped up, there wasn't a lot of room for him to step up.
I mean, at the point of saying the first 2 weeks that you never questioned the effort of this team, that was always there to fight to the end, do you have any questions about the effort?
Well, you know, it's a different story when you're getting your butt kicked. I mean, I think the effort was there. Of course, there's no result to show for, so I wouldn't accuse them of not that. I know the effort was there on the other side of the ball. The defense gave good effort. Special teams gave good effort. The offense was giving the effort. We're just getting manhandled, quite frankly. Okay?
This is new territory for you, this team, for a lot of guys.
It is. It is.
How do you keep them?
Well, you're trying to get me to say whatever it is I can say, and the only thing I can tell you is it is a competitive game. They're competitive people by nature. I am. We're going to look at the next opponent and do everything in our power to try to figure out a way to beat them. And I expect everybody in that room to fight with the same deal of passion that we have, that I have. And I'll be looking hard for those who are not.
Okay. Locker room's over.